Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Dave Carlton joins us, Grand Racing New South Wales. Morning, Dave.
Good morning to you, Cozzy. Bring on the weekend.
That's what you want. Get in there. Fire up. Absolutely. Now, the New South Wales Raiders crossed the border into Queensland. They had a big night at the Old Creek, Albion Park, last night.
You bet they did last night, Coz, with Forbes trainer Ray Smith notching a winning double and one runner for Dubbo trainer Charmaine Roberts setting the track alight. And to tell us more about the blue wash of the creek, I've got a dyed-in-the-wool Queenslander who also happens to be the Albion Park race caller. Johnny Brash is on the line. Morning, Bunny. The scene is set for the Greyhound State of Origin Series next Thursday night up there.
Yes, good morning to you, Dave. Good morning to your listeners. We're licking our wounds here in Queensland, Mr. Carlton, after last night.
Well, I tell you, we've got the Rugby League on Wednesday in Bris Vegas, followed by the Greyhound State of Origin Series on the Thursday night at Albion Park. Johnny, Don't Mind Me, which was last Sunday night's Miller Memorial winner at Dubbo, absolutely started the ball rolling for the New South Wales Dogs, winning race three last night, a fifth grade over the 520 metres by 8.25 lengths.
Dave, in a time of 29.56, which is the sixth fastest run ever at Albion Park over the 520. Wow. Let me rattle these names off. Mapunga Blazer, track record holder, 29.41. Dinah Double One, 29.51. Champagne Sally, 29.52. Seneca, 29.53. Morris Minor, 29.55. And now Don't Mind Me slots in the six fastest, in the fifth grade, mind you, at 29.56.
Well, that's amazing. Congratulations to Charmaine Roberts and Shane Stiff. Box number one. The New South Wales Greyhounds got some pretty decent boxes last night. The majority of them wore the red rug. So what's going on up there? We normally get the visitors' drawers, Bunny.
We thought we'd give you the red box this week, Dave. We may give you the visitors' box when it comes down to the real cracking races next Thursday night for the Origin.
Yeah, I think there'll be the squeeze will be put on us. John, race six at Albion Park last night was a best eight, and Golden Easter Egg finalist Irinka Lizzie for Ray Smith also proved unleadable, getting up by 2.5 lengths.
Yeah, in a time of 30.07, she was impressive, defeating Infrared Star there, who'd be looking for three on end last night, but no match for Irinka Lizzie over the final part, and No Clyde Needed was in third. She handled the track very, very well off the inside and looks as though she's going to have a big carnival as well.
The versatile Little Digger, one of my favourite greyhounds, then stepped out for his first Albion Park start. It was in a 710-metre free-for-all of foot trainer Ray Smith, and Little Digger repeated the dose to his Queensland rivals.
Yeah, forget the time of 42.31, Dave, but the effort was good by Little Digger. Missed the starter touch, but again, another one drawn box one, was able to punch up at the start. He was then headed off mid-race, but then came again, coming to the home turn, and he raced away to score by 4.25 lengths in that time of 42.31, all handling the track first up very well last night.
Yeah, it's a fabulous track, Albion Parker. John, to add to Ray Smith's big night out, Richmond Riches and new sensation winner Feral Frankie trialled the house down.
Yeah, we knew the track was on fire, Dave, even before the meeting got underway last night. And Beryl Frank was able to run 29.57 in a trial. Pedestrian early, Dave, 5.71, but then came down the back in 11.43 and home in 12.43. So he probably needs to improve a little bit his box manners out of the boxes for next week, but 5.71 early, 11.43 down the back, 12.43, and we were comparing those times a moment ago with Don't Mind Me, and Feral Frankie, 29.57, slots in there as one of the quickest half a dozen that have ever run at Albion Park.
Yeah, that's amazing. And Golden Easter Egg champ, Bunny, Zipping Bailey was supposed to trial last night. Will she get a hit out there before the State of Origin?
Yeah, Dave, she had that fall at Sandown last week, so just a couple of extra days Jason McKay has given her to bounce back after that. and she will be trialling before the meeting at Albion Park on Sunday, so after kennelling time. And the Brisbane Greyhound Racing Club, if you haven't seen them yet, on their Facebook page, they did put the trials up of Feral Frankie and also Jamella Jet trial last night in 29.84 for Andrew Crouch, running 5.69, 11.53, 12.62. And that trial on Sunday by the Golden Easter Egg winner, Zipping Bailey, will be videoed and will be put up sometime late Sunday afternoon. So the folks, if you want to get onto the Brisbane Greyhound Club's Facebook page, you'll be able to find all those videos.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I'm so pleased she was okay. My heart was in my mouth. She, in the Sapphire Crown in Melbourne, she decided to go a little bit wide and cop the backwash of a couple of bad checks. The final State of Origin Greyhound sides will be announced sometime in the next hour, Johnny. You can check out thedogs.com.au or all the Brisbane Greyhound Racing Club Facebook page for the details. But, Bunny, next Thursday night, I believe there's also going to be a regional State of Origin race.
Yeah, the Origin basically kicks off today, Dave, with the Brisbane Club introducing a regional series this year, and that's going to be conducted by the Ipswich Club and also the Casino Club. We're going to run two heats today at Ipswich, two heats today at Casino, and first and second from each of those heats will gather next Thursday night at Albion Park in the Origin regional final, and that race is going to be well worth winning as well, and that's total prize money of $18,375 over the 5:20 next Thursday night at Albion Park to complement the three features on the program.
Wow. Well, those regional heats today, Casino races 9 and 10 and Ipswich races 6 and 7. Now, we've been speaking about the State of Origin Greyhound Series. What about the Strait of Origin Series up the straight at Capella Bar? That's coming up, Bunny.
Yeah, we're Origin, Dave, for the next month. That's going to be big off the on the track and also on the football field. And the Strait of Origin is going to be run up the straight at Capella Bar here in Brisbane. And those heats, the first of the heats, will be run Sunday week, the 9th of June. Right. They're going to be four heats for New South Wales trained greyhounds, four heats for Queensland trained greyhounds, and then they're going to meet in semi-finals on Sunday, the 16th of June, but it'll be two semi-finals for New South Wales, two semi-finals for Queensland, right. And the first time the two states meet will actually be in the grand final on Sunday, June 23, where the race is going to be worth $22,000 overall, with $14,000 to winning connections, and also winning connections will receive a Kibo straw, courtesy of Tony Wiseman there at Size on Ice.
What a tremendous promotion. So bring on the next month, and may the sky blues prevail, Johnny.
No. Maroon. That's what we're spooky.
I love this time of year. I was young and I went to the very first State of Origin Rugby League match at Lang Park, and I made the mistake of sitting or standing on the licensed hill, and I was quickly told to zip it. And so it's a wonderful time of year, and bring on the footy and the greyhounds. And Johnny Brash, thank you for joining us on Going Greyhounds this morning.
Thanks, Dave. Go to the Maroons.
There's Bunny. It's on again, Coz.
I've got to say this, Gabe. My mum, God love her, she got to 101. She loved State of Origin footy, absolutely adored it. And I used to laugh every year, the same conversation would take place. She said, oh, this is so rough, someone's going to get hurt. I'd say, what was the best part, Mum? And she'd say, the fights. Every time she loved it when the knuckle came in.
Nothing like a good old stink, eh?
Oh, she loved the blues. And I'm not talking the blue colour. She loved the...
Oh, right.
When they got willing. Now, we're Greyhound Adoption Day tomorrow.
Yeah, just a reminder, Sean, it's on at the Bathurst Track in Upfold Street tomorrow, starting at 10 in the morning, going through till 2 p.m. Around 25 greyhounds are going to be looking for forever homes, and greyhounds' as pet staff and volunteers will be there to answer your questions and tell you all about adopting one of these beautiful animals. $75 is all it'll cost you to adopt a greyhound. It'll be de-sexed, wormed and microchipped, and it's recommended that you register before heading along. Go to their website, gapnsw.com.au, and enjoy Adoption Day in Bathurst tomorrow.
And for anyone wondering about taking on a greyhound, you have got a ready-made pet the moment you get them. They're the greatest sooks of all time. They'll just lay down and want to sleep all day. Curl up like a big cat on your lap. and they will be the best mate too. That's what they like, aren't they? And I tell you what, you could go to any Lost Dogs place, and I reckon you wouldn't be game to stick your hand in every cage because something would have a chomp at it. But you go to a greyhound place, and you stick your hand, they will not. They'll lick you to death.
Oh, they're wonderful.
Most
they're
gentle dogs ever. Beautiful. Yeah.
Too right.
No, can't speak highly enough of them. Now, got a couple of winners for us?
Yeah, look, there's a busy day today. Four meetings in New South Wales. Cos Casino's the early start at 11:48. The best bet there is in race 10, number 7, Modified Trunk. And that's a heat of the original State of Origin Challenge. Race 10, number 7. The best value, race 3, number 6, Flocky Japa. Race 3, number 6. So the Kempshaws to get two winners there at least. They race at the Gardens in Newcastle from 4:04 this afternoon. The best bet, race 3, number 2, the former Queenslander Irish Rogue. Race 3, number 2. The value, race 6, number 7, Zipping Mystic. Dubbo races under lights from 7:02 tonight. The best bet, race 7, number 7, King Whiskey. The value bet, race 5, number 6, Paws of Fury. While Richmond kicks off at 7:18, the best bet there is in race 2, number 8, Staten Island. Race 2, number 8, value bet, race 3, number 4, Gatsby. Sean, I want to wish the Gunnedah Club all the best on Sunday night. They've got three heats of the Chief Havoc Cup, and indeed all the non-tab tracks who are going to be racing tomorrow afternoon. Potts Park in Sydney, Canamble, Cowra, Taree, and Broken Hill.
Good on you, Dave. Have a top weekend.
You as well, Cos.